Whoa. Do you know what this is? Hello, Planet Earth. We're back with another Alt Rock Repeat podcast with myself, Key, and Adam.
Take two.
Yes, take two, it would appear.
We actually started the podcast and hadn't pressed record.
Yeah, that was great. Well, luckily, we weren't that far along, and we had a little bit of good banter there as well, but we can do it again. It's all good. How are you doing anyway?
I'm good. I'm quite excited. Hopefully, we are being listened to through such platforms as iTunes now. We have taken over the world already.
We have expanded. We have expanded now. So
we
yes.
Everywhere.
So you're welcome.
So what are we talking about today?
We're going to do the usual. We're going to talk about a couple of news stories. And this week we're going to do a preview of 2016.
Belated, as always.
Yes. But you know what? It's February now, which is kind of weird because...
Already?
Yeah, I know. But you know what? January seemed to last a long time. It was one of those months where I think after everything, it just seems to last forever. So I'm kind of happy that it's February.
Yeah, it's good that we got January out of the way before we did our...
Totally. So it's February the 3rd today. We're going to be doing that. So it's all good.
And there's still a ton of stuff coming out.
Oh.
So much to look forward to.
It's kind of like difficult to sort of like narrow it down, but we're going to give it a go.
Yeah. So start with some news, I guess. The Big Cheese magazine has finally died its death, which is pretty sad.
That is very sad. Yeah.
Did you read it much?
I did read it, yeah. And it's a shame, really, because it's almost illustrating that is print just slowly but surely not going to be relevant anymore.
They were going for 20 years.
It's a long time.
Madness. Yeah. I mean, they have said, they've hinted that they're coming back in a heavier form in May, so I don't quite know what they're doing, but you
right.
really make a good point.
That's awesome.
Probably why we're doing this in podcast form rather than a magazine.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, like, I used to buy magazines when I was a kid, and I gotta say I don't so much anymore. And I would like, I don't know what it is, it's not so much that I just think digital's the way forward, I'm not really sort of saying that, I kind of like both formats, but if they're coming back, that's fantastic, and hopefully, you know, good luck to them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's a shame. It's a real shame though.
Yeah, I think they got one more what are they called, issue,
yeah,
coming out on the 18th of February. They're gonna do like their best bands over the last 20 years.
Oh, that's pretty
which
sweet.
Would be a huge issue.
Yeah.
Everyone should buy that.
They should buy that. Yeah. Absolutely.
Anything else? Oh, yeah. The people that are responsible for the platinum and gold certifications of artists, etc., have now included streaming, adding more to the digital age.
Yeah. That's. I mean, I know what I think about it. What do you think about that?
Well, what they're doing is for every 1,500 streams within the album, they class it as one album sale.
Cool.
But they haven't specified if that's like a whole playthrough, say of a 12 song album, or 12 plays of one track. But basically you could not sell one physical copy now and still go gold or platinum if you had enough streams.
I am
probably going to be heatedly debated, but that's what they've done.
I'm in favor of that, in the way of, I'm not in favor of just streaming. Like, I still think that, you know, you can have a whole debate about like music ownership and whether or not, you know, it holds any value anymore. But I think in terms of crediting artists with such sort of like, you know, recognition in terms of, you know, gold or whatever, I think it's a good idea.
They have to kind of now, don't they?
Yeah, totally.
What was it, 70%? Oh, I can't remember. A lot of people are streaming over CD sales these days. So yeah, it was bound to happen.
Yeah. I mean, you know, in all fairness, it's one of those things where it's a generational sort of thing as well, where kids growing up these days will only know of streaming. So it's kind of like, it is really sad, but unfortunately that's just the way that, you know, the music industry and other forms have actually evolved. But I like that. I kind of think that it will actually almost give a little bit more, not an incentive, but it will give encouragement to artists and musicians out there that they're getting recognised.
Yeah, of course.
Because, you know, back in the day, it was such a cliche, but you know what I mean? Like, it was, you know, when you heard someone went double platinum.
You know.
Yeah. That's kind of like a good way to sort of like, you know.
You know.
Pay a,
sorry, I'm putting you up here, aren't I?
Pay a homage to their hard work. Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm going to say you know more now. I mean, just you wait.
And in other news, Reading and Leeds look shit. So moving.
No, I'm going to go back to that. I was going to announce that in my gig thing later, but I am going to just to play a bit of a, you know, devil's advocate. Fantastic. No, honestly, I'm agreeing with you, Adam.
I've been going to Redland Leeds for years, and it's just getting much and much worse. That's good English from me today.
Yeah, there you go, mocking me.
Okay, well, Crossfaith are playing and Parkway Drive are playing, but then it's indie galore.
Like Reading and Leeds, you know.
But it was so diverse. It was known for being so diverse. I mean, there's going to be a lot more announcements, obviously, but I hope all the other announcements will be completely different to what's been announced.
Yeah, but
now.
Slowly but surely, Leeds and Reading has become way, way more sort of Radio 1 territory. You know what I mean? It's so commercial and, you know, it's just unfortunately what's happening with festivals. It never used to be like that. But yeah, I mean, you know.
Download it is.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Chili Peppers are playing, but it's not really the same, is it? Do you know what I mean? Like, you know. So, yeah. So far, we're not impressed with the Reading and Leeds lineup.
Oh, well. No losses there, really. Yeah. I'd quite like to talk about some of the bands that I'm and shit I'm looking forward to in 2016.
Oh, go on then. Yeah. Here we go.
Well, I thought that was the main kind of thing of this podcast.
Oh, yeah, it is. It is. It is. Yeah, I'm just, you know.
I don't know if you remember, but in the first podcast, I mentioned how bad I was at listening to new music last year.
You did mention that.
I've really tried to make an effort, but I've listened to so many bands this year so far, and the oversaturation is just so apparent. I find it really difficult to find a band that really stood out to me, but I've got quite a few really solid ones, and they're all English.
Oh, fantastic.
How about that?
That is good, considering your review was all American, I think, wasn't it?
It was all American.
And Japanese. Well, one Japanese band. You know what I mean?
And there's no pop punk either.
Oh, come on. What's going on here? All right, here we go. Now, this will be interesting.
Well, there is a band that played, it was last night, wasn't it, with Coheed and Cambria and Glassjaw in Manchester.
Mm-hmm.
I put a tweet out about how disgustingly upset I was that we couldn't go.
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, it looked so good.
It looked amazing.
The starting band, Crooks. They're actually from 20 minutes from where I originally came from, in Cheltenham.
Very nice.
And they are incredible. They're really good. They're like post-hardcore emo kind of for fans of I don't know, it's quite difficult, like Let Live / Thursday. They've got a really, really good drummer who kind of reminds me of the kind of raw hardcore nature of Let Live, yet they're kind of emo, and sound the singer like reminds me of the singer from Thursday.
Cool.
But yeah, they're really good. If you give them a listen.
I haven't, but you know what, if they were playing on that tour, they must be doing something right. That's really impressive. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I just can't believe it. They're from Cheltenham.
That's awesome.
It's crazy. They're on. They got an album coming out, actually. No, they haven't. They had an album come out last year.
Okay.
It's the album I was going to show you. And it's, I think it's called Are We All the Same Distance Apart? It's wonderfully post-hardcore.
Beautiful.
Lots of emo-y lyrics.
Love it. Love it, love it, love it. Yeah.
How about you? You got any bands you're looking forward to?
Yeah. I haven't really sort of paid attention to where they're from. Per se, and I have to think about that. But the first one, no surprises here, Adam, I'm really looking forward to, is Asking.
Yes.
Asking Alexandria. We all know the story with them. I'm not going to bore you with it again, but heard three tracks by them so far. The latest one was out a couple of days ago, Black.
The Black.
Yeah, I like it.
I don't like it.
Yeah, you don't like it. Yeah.
I don't like it.
I'm not too sure about whether the album's going to be decent. I'm hoping. I mean, so far, none of the tracks have been shocking.
What has he done with that chorus?
Yeah, I know what you mean, but, you know, you can't replicate what Danny did. Dennis is doing his own thing.
No,
it'll
but
be
you don't have to be Bring Me the Horizon about it, do you?
No, they're not Bring Me Territory.
Chorus is.
Yeah, no, but it's still very heavily guitar-based.
The thing is, the intro's amazing and the outro's amazing. It's just, I really don't like those raspy screams either. The ones that sound like bubbles in your throat.
It's interesting. Like, I kind of think that there's going to be a lot of diversity on this album. I think that is not going to be, so far, like, all three tracks that I've heard of all sounded so different from each other, which I kind of like. But also, I still think it's still in keeping.
Well, they still might be trying to find the exact sound that fits his voice.
His voice,
possibly.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's not Bring Me Territory. Like,
I hope not.
I really hope not. Well, I'll be so upset it is, but at the moment it doesn't sound like it is, but I'm really looking forward to that. That's out in March 25th, I think. So that's the first album I'm really looking forward to this year.
What about anything else?
Album-wise? Another band, veterans I would call them, I mean, not, you know, gonna sort of like, maybe I should be looking at newer music per se, but I'm really looking forward to Hatebreed's new album.
I've never heard them.
Hatebreed?
No, I've never heard of.
I literally have no words.
Should we cut now and just leave?
Get out, yeah. man, Hatebreed, brilliant. Like, I'm sure if
tell
I played...
Tell me about him.
I'm sure if you play, I played you a song, you definitely... Oh, really? Definitely have heard it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what Jamie Jastertown's got, a really high-pitched voice like that.
Okay.
No, he doesn't
at all.
Let's
see what
you... No. No, Jamie and the boys have... they've got a very unique sort of, like... It's very distinct sound. And if I will be heard... If I played that, now is the time for me to rise. Like, you would recognise it.
I've never heard it.
You definitely recognise it if I play it to you. They've got a new album out. Really looking forward to that. I think it'll just be Vintage Hatebreed. Just really, really...
Vintage Hatebreed.
Yeah, totally, man. I think it's going to be really, really good. You know, just... They do what they do best. Jamie's voice is fantastic, and I'm really looking forward to it. And enough said on them, really.
Well, this is quite interesting, because it's the kind of the flip reverse. You're going with, like, more... established bands that bring out new stuff, and mine's almost entirely like really, really new bands.
That's good.
I love it. Yeah, there's another band also that's from Cheltenham.
Cheltenham.
They're producing some really good things as well. I think
who Cheltenham?
Yeah, Milk Teeth. I think come from Cheltenham as well. But there's a band called Empire, who are from Cheltenham also, and they're kind of they're a mix between Coheed and Billy Talent.
Oh, nice.
Because I don't know. Well, the singer has got a ridiculously high range, and he sounds amazing.
Yeah, you played to me one of the tracks earlier, and I was very impressed with his vocal range.
Yeah, can you believe that they are unsigned as well?
I couldn't believe that. Like, it's one of those things.
Everyone should go and check out Empire. They're unsigned. Their album is called Where the World Begins. It's on Spotify.
Boom.
And you'll have to hear it for yourself.
Yeah, I was suitably impressed by that dude. Yeah, he's got an amazing voice, dude.
Yeah, really, really good. And okay. I because he lives near me, I know him.
All right. Kind of. Here we go.
He told me that they've got an EP coming out in May apparently, and there's the idea of a tour as well. So definitely
your best mate,
yeah.
Your best mate,
of course.
Good stuff, man. Go on, give me another one then.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got a couple more. English Shit again, in kind of an hour's radius again from where I used to live, which is brilliant. There's a band called Lacey.
Cool.
Who take me back to my May Day Parade kind of roots. They're like emo rock. They're nothing like, they've not got a huge wow factor, but they're really solid as an emo rock British band. And they've just brought out a new track, and they think they've got an album out coming out in 2 days.
2 days?
Yeah, called I Don't Owe the World a Thing. And they're actually playing tonight in Leeds. I've forgotten what venue, but with Bowling for Soup.
Ooh.
We're supporting them.
Nice.
And I really don't know whether to go, because it obviously hasn't sold out, because Bowling for Soup are old as fuck.
Yeah, but they're kind of like, you know, I don't think that really matters. They're kind of, once again, they're just...
I said last week, didn't I? I think everyone's pissed off. They were like, bye-bye, farewell tour, we're done now. And they're like, actually, we're going to do another tour.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't mind them. You know what I mean? I don't have a real I have a problem with other bands more so.
I'll probably go, though, but it's like 27 quid for a ticket, including fees.
I'd rather pay that.
A bit excessive. But I do really want to see Lacey. You should definitely check them out as well. They brought a video out 2 weeks ago called Shadow.
Mm.
And yeah, they're kind of for fans of Mayday Parade / Jody Has a Hit List, if anyone remembers them.
Cool.
Yeah. Go on.
Lovely
then.
Stuff. So if you go into that gig, let us know.
Yeah, my housemate's going. I might tag along with him.
All right, cool. Beautiful stuff. My third one is another band that are just well known. They are
consistent.
Yeah, Pierce the Veil.
They got a new album coming out.
Apparently so. They are in the studio making an album this year. Very excited about this. It's been absolutely ages since they've released an album. They tour constantly. They are adored in the UK.
They got amazing energy, aren't they?
Yeah, really, really fantastic. And Vic is apparently, I don't know why this matters, but it matters to me that this really does. But apparently, he's a really lovely guy. And,
no, that's always important.
I think so.
I've heard stories of bands being absolute dicks.
Yeah. No, he's not from Bath.
It just leaves a bad taste in your mouth. But if they're really nice, then it makes you want to listen to them a bit more.
I totally agree. I've got to say, like, it makes a bit of a difference, or a big difference for me anyway, if I know that they're band members. I mean, you don't know because you haven't met them, but he always comes across like he's actually having fun and appreciates what's going on, and he like they've always got time for their fans and stuff like that. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to that album. It should be really, really good. Loved all their other stuff. And no doubt they'll be on the festival scene
summer. It's nice that they're nice people.
No, I, you know.
Not mentioning any names lower than Atlantis. I heard from my friend when they played at a venue in Leeds that they were just complete arseholes backstage.
Really?
Yeah, and it kind of really put me off them. But then he gave this little speech at Slam Dunk. I think they played at Slam Dunk. I think that's the last time I saw them.
Right.
About how he knows he's been an arsehole in the past and it's a problem that he's got or something like that. But
what about being an I don't quite what does that even mean?
I don't know. I'm paraphrasing, but I kind of felt a bit better about them and started liking them. But when I originally found out that they were dickheads to people,
yeah,
I didn't want to listen to them. So it's nice.
No,
just,
yeah.
Just a little tangent on that.
No. I think some of my friends don't give a shit either way. They're like, I don't care if they're arseholes, I just like their music. But for me, it adds more to the experience of, I think, if you know that they're nicer people. Do you know what I mean?
Like, definitely.
Get that impression, do you know what I mean?
Like, 100%.
You know, they're not like, you know, well, it's not necessarily moody. They're just sort of like, you know, have a nice disposition, a nice personality. And if you went and spoke to them, they'd be like, oh, hello, Adam. And they're like, would you like an autograph, Adam?
And you'd be like, no, yes, one is yes, like, please. No one is like that.
I've seen you ask people before. I've seen you with celebrities.
You on get that red carpet.
Excellent stuff. So yeah, Pierce the Veil, looking forward to that. Another quick one I'm going to mention, which ties in nicely with what you've been mentioning with one of your bands and a gig that was played on Monday of this week. Glassjaw, they apparently played new material.
Ooh.
Which indicates you would think they're going to be doing a new album this year.
Well, yeah.
That'd be sweet.
You'd have thought so. I can't believe we didn't have tickets.
Yeah, we probably should have got...
They must have sold out pretty fast.
No, they did, as far as I'm aware. But, you know, we'll see them again. And I'm really looking forward... I mean, put it this way, if they do a new album, no doubt they'll be touring again. And I'm really looking forward to that. That should be pretty cool. Very nostalgic from, like, we're talking about last week. Because they're one of the bands that have done no music for so long.
Over 10 years, isn't it?
Yeah. So, essentially, it'll be great because their set list will be all old stuff and then the new stuff, which hopefully will be really, really good. So, I'm really looking forward to that as well. So, I mean, we don't know. I don't think it's been confirmed. There's been, like, you know, the whole sort of thing. Will they or won't they? Are they doing an album? But it would appear that they played new songs at the gigs and that's a good sign. You know what I mean?
I'm sure they are.
Good stuff. Go on, tell me one of yours.
Oh, right. I played you these earlier, and I think you really like them, if I remember rightly. A band called Elegies.
Oh, yes.
From Sheffield. It's kind of a weird spelling, Elegies. Kind of a melodic hardcore rock band. They're bringing out an album.
What are you talking about, lad? See?
Oh, dear, it's too early for this shit. They're bringing out an album this year, I think.
Yeah?
They brought out a track towards the end of last year called Cocoon, and it's amazing.
I love the track you played me, and I hope that they take over and bring me. You know what I mean?
They're kind of... The Screamers kind of sound similar to Ollie Sykes. I'm sure he wouldn't... I don't know if you'd like these.
Yeah, I don't know. I know what you mean. Not... You know, as you were saying before, like, it's for fans of. And I think it's not quite Bring Me, but it's close to it. And hopefully they'll get, I would hope, it depends what direction they want to go in. But
for fans of While She Sleeps, Bring Me the Horizon. You even said a bit, Alex, Alexis on Fire, didn't you?
Yeah.
I couldn't quite hear it. But yeah, that kind of hardcore-y, melodic hardcore kind of rock sound.
Yes, I would agree. I like that. I like that they're British. I like that, you know, they are sort of got that, I said, melodic, hardcore, rocky vibe going on. Very cool.
And they play Magic the Gathering on tour. I would put my hand up and say that I'm a bit of a Magic the Gathering geek. Ah. And it's nice to see some other people in the music industry playing Magic the Gathering. So that's a big plus one from me.
Excellent. Lovely. I've got to say, from when you introduced me to them, very, very impressed.
They're on the same record label as We Are the Ocean, Hassle Records.
That's interesting.
They got to be doing something good.
Because We Are the Ocean, they've changed so much.
Well, that's because the Screamer left, isn't it?
Well, the Screamer left, yeah.
We spoke about this, I think.
We did, but that's really interesting. That'll be really cool to see what they do then.
Yeah, yeah. They brought an EP last year called Daylight Disease, which is a little bit different. The production quality is not as good.
Yeah.
But this new track, Cocoon, everyone needs to go listen to that. It's amazing. They've only got like 3,000 listens on Spotify on the track. I think it's amazing.
I was surprised at that as well. Because when you played it to me, it's kind of like we do this thing where sometimes Adam will just play a song to me and you won't say anything and it will be just like, what do you think? And I'm almost assuming that most of them are actually signed to a label because they're that good and the production's so good. These guys had very few listens.
Yeah, I know. It's weird. And also the unsigned band that's playing us out shouldn't be unsigned either.
Holy, I tell you what, man.
It's your favourite so far, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I tell you what, I'm not going to say anything because I'll let you introduce it anyway. Holy shit, dude. Seriously good stuff. Loving those guys. But anyway, I won't ruin it for you. But yeah, check them boys out as well.
I've only got a few little extra bits what I'm looking forward to this year. Like on a whole, we wanted to condense this a bit because an hour seemed to be a bit too long for
the
podcast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we know that we probably, you know...
The band called Transit, who were meant to be touring Europe roughly around as we speak, but they had to cancel it. And I actually managed to speak to the singer on Facebook and email, and he said that I could speak to him in the summer. So I'm speculating and I'm thinking that hopefully they're going to be doing something this year, because otherwise you wouldn't want that conversation. So, I mean, I love them. I'm sure you haven't really listened to them before, because I don't think they're kind of your kind of music. But for any Transit fans, I got a feeling, hopefully, they're going to do something.
That's cool. That's cool. I mean, you know, you mentioned it to me before.
Yeah, it'd be really good if we could get to talk to him.
Definitely. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that'd be really, really cool. And, you know, I'm going to be checking them out.
Yeah?
Definitely, man.
And there's actually another one more band, like a veteran band, like you were saying about what you were looking forward to this year. Taking Back Sunday.
Who?
Fuck off.
Who are they?
Everyone knows Taking Back Sunday.
Never heard of them.
Good one. I'm pretty sure that they're bringing something new out this year.
Adam?
They put some pictures up on Facebook. And also, they tagged me. I'm really good friends with Adam. We got the same name.
Same
of course
name,
we're
yeah,
going to be friends.
Yeah.
They played some new tracks at some gigs late last year, I think, so I saw it on YouTube, which obviously means there's a new album coming out. And I've loved every release of theirs all the way back to 2002.
No, don't agree with you at all.
Don't you? Go on then.
The first two albums and that was it.
Really?
Yeah.
Louder Now and New Again after that were really good.
No, I don't know, man. Like, I just didn't think it was as good as their old stuff. That just is my opinion, John.
I think it's the self-titled 2011 kind of era where there's a track called El Paso on there. Don't know if you remember that album, but I saw them play songs off that before I'd heard the album, and it wasn't as good, but I just love everything they do.
That's cool.
Voice
man.
Is the style of music, and live, they're on a downward spiral, in my opinion, because I don't think he can sing as well anymore.
Really?
Yeah, well, he's getting older now.
I don't know. I think
that's what it sounded like when I saw him in Reading last time they played there. But
yeah, festivals are weird, though. I've yet to sort of say that. I mean, I don't think that you can really. I think when your band plays at a festival, it's totally different to like a gig.
Crossfaith sounded amazing at Reading.
Oh, him and Crossfaith. Bloom for Crossfaith. Do you know what I mean? No, I don't doubt that. But what I'm saying is that, like, yeah, perhaps, do you know what I mean? Like, you've seen them live, I haven't, so I don't
really
know.
Taking Back Sunday, new album this year, I hope. Fingers crossed.
All right, well, hopefully
they
will.
And that's about it from me.
Okay, cool. A good varied list there, I think.
Definitely check out some of these bands. Crooks, Empire, Elegies, and Lacey. Do it.
Yeah.
Brand new British bands.
Yes, yes.
Which is important.
It is indeed, and I'm not representing the British scene. It's just I just happen to have liked some other bands.
That's absolutely fine, and that's why we do this.
Indeed, indeed.
So what's next, anyway, in this wonderful week's podcast?
So, onto the gig corner.
Say it with a bit more enthusiasm.
Okay.
Jesus Christ!
Sorry, man. Onto Gig's gig corner.
We need a little jingle for that, don't we?
We do. We'll get there.
It's Geese, Geese, Geese,
Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Geese, Yeah, no, jingle to follow. But there aren't, we've mentioned it before, there aren't, I mean, in terms of, like, I was going to talk about Leeds and Reading, we've already done that, not too many new tour UK announcements. The only thing I can really sort of, like, say, which is pretty exciting, is that Crossfaith, which you, I think you like, I'm not too sure, you may have mentioned them before.
They're all right.
Yeah? You like them? Yeah. Well, they've announced their support for their tour in March.
Who is it?
It is... well, the 100 were announced before, but they will be joined by The Chemists. Have you heard of them?
Who are those bands?
Okay, so The Chemists are like...
Is that with a Q?
With a Q, yeah.
I've seen their name.
Yeah, they're like, the way I can describe it is like, you kind of like Pendulum.
Okay.
But not, like, okay, so this is what, my old school Pendulum opinions are that they were brilliant, absolutely loved them, and then it's turned absolutely rubbish. These guys are trying to sound a bit like them. Drum and bass, guitars, all that kind of stuff.
Makes sense that they're playing.
It would make sense. I think they'd be really good live.
And who are the 100?
No idea.
Hey,
no idea. And Counting Days. So that's
three bands.
Yeah, three bands, man. Three bands, and they are playing. Well, what's brilliant about this is that they are playing tiny, tiny.
I know.
Venues.
The Key Club's like 250 people.
Dude, they're
like
playing.
That?
Yeah. They're playing like the Academy 2, Manchester.
I can't see how it's going to work, but I can't wait.
Well, actually, the Academy 2 is actually not that small. It's like a...
Manchester Academy is huge, isn't it?
Well, Academy 1 is. Academy 2 is a lot smaller, and that's like... It sounds like it's bigger than the Key Club.
Yeah, Key Club's like a dark, dingy, kind of sweaty, weird-shaped...
Beautiful.
...thing.
No, that's cool, man. But that, yeah, they... Well, I like that, though, but that's really cool. So they're playing a good bunch of dates, actually. In March this year, which is pretty sweet. So I know you're going to.
Yeah, I'm going to the Leeds date.
So yeah, enjoy, man. If you're going to that, that's pretty sweet. The only ones apart from that were like a couple of US. I'm always going to try and mention US tours just because they may come over to Europe at some point. But Smashing Pumpkins,
and because of our one American fan,
and our one American fan, soon to be two, hopefully three. But yeah, the Smashing Pumpkins have announced a US tour.
US tour.
Yeah. I like them.
I don't.
I know you don't.
I like that's them. That then.
Yeah, I know. They make them over here. They've got a big following. Kind of retro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And Death From Above have announced a tour as well. Big fan of them. Love them. They're doing a tour of Canada. They tour Europe a lot. I mean, seriously, like, I'm not just saying it, but one of the best bands I've ever seen live. Without a doubt.
Man. Well, hopefully they come to England then.
If they come to England, yeah, definitely, man. Check them out. I've seen them a couple of times and absolutely adored them. Really, really good. Love the guys. And I'm so happy when they reformed. It's like, boom, this is awesome. So, yeah, hopefully they'll come over to the UK.
Likes them.
I do. I love them.
Anyway, anyone, anything?
I think you've got one. You've got one, haven't you? I'm sure you have.
Yes.
Yeah.
Crook, so I mentioned earlier, they're touring with... some bands.
Sweet.
In March. Nice. One of them is actually a band called Omaha that didn't quite make my kind of top list of bands I'm looking forward to, because in my own honest opinion, they are, I haven't shown you them, but they are Yumi at Six 2.0. It's
okay.
Uncanny at times.
Really?
I mean, I'm interested to see where they go with it, and I'd quite like to see them live, but yeah, they're kind of Yumi. They are Yumi at Six. So Crooks are playing with Yumi at Six, and Yumi at Six are the first band playing.
Where are they playing?
But they're called Omaha. They are playing Birmingham, Cardiff, London, Scotland, and Manchester.
Nice.
I might drag you along to the Manchester gig.
Yeah, dude, I'm well up for that.
Yeah?
Deaf Institute, yeah?
Yeah, man.
That's a really tiny venue. I like
Is it?
That. Yeah, it's sweet. It's like infamous, if you know what I mean. Like, it's really, nice. it's a good place for...
It does sound like an iconic name, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, it's really cool. Like a lot of bands, you know, who, I don't know, like they play there and it's a well-known venue within the smaller sort of gig scene. So that's pretty sweet.
But
range of dates.
But I haven't gone and got my ticket yet. So don't everyone go and buy theirs just yet. Just
wait
for me.
Yeah, cool. Wait for Adam. Always wait for Adam. I mean, nice.
Is that it?
For this week, yeah, and your gigs. Yeah, sorry about it.
There's also not much in the form of this day in music history either, is there?
Yeah. So apparently February the 3rd, not really a big one.
Well, a lot of nothing,
a
which
lot
isn't
of,
worth mentioning.
Yeah, the only thing I can really sort of see is that the Ramones, they played their last, was it UK gig?
I think it was their last gig. After 22 years. 22 years,
yeah, 1996. Their last gig together, yeah.
This day in 1996.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So that's something.
Now most of them are dead.
Shame. Good band. Yeah. Like them. Really, really sort of, you know, inspired a lot of people, didn't they?
Well, that is what the Ramones were, just a massive inspiration to everyone else.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Anything else?
It's pretty sweet. No, honestly, there is absolutely nothing I can honestly say that happened
Excellent.
On this day.
Any birthdays?
Not even a cool birthday. I'm trying, like, we could just say it's your birthday, but I mean, it's not. Do you know what I mean?
It's my birthday, buy me things.
Just sing happy birthday if you want, lad. Do you know what I mean?
Go on.
Nah, you're all right. I'll say for your actual birthday. But no one cool was born on this day. Sorry.
Amazing.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, that's a bit of a downer.
It is a bit, but what can you do?
Do you know what I think we need? We need a pick-me-up after that horrendous this day in music history. Do you remember last week I asked, I hope you did get some questions. I gave you those satirical and one real question. Did you do some for me?
Did you? I don't recall this, Adam.
Ha 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 ha.
I do not recall this.
Hey, I wonder if B.A.B. is still talking about the Earth being flat.
Yeah.
Maybe he's in a mental asylum. Who knows?
Apparently, it is flat, though.
Wow. There you go. It's flat. Keith said so.
They proved this. Science. You know, and all that. I remember this now. Yeah, so would you like me to do the same for you?
Yeah, I've been looking forward to it all week.
All week?
Yeah, it's supposed to be good.
Well, I don't know whether it's going to be good.
Oh.
It's going to be maybe a sort of like, I mean, you're very good at satire.
You know I mean? Do write it.
You do write it, and that's fair enough. But we will give this a go. So, did I win last week?
Yeah, you got it.
Did I?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
So, it's 1-0 to you in this imaginary league.
I almost feel like I should devise my own game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but we can do that.
Okay.
I mean, we're still babies in this.
So Busted have done a new album.
Okay, that's it. That's...
No, I just wanted to mention that because I just don't like it.
I was going to say, I knew that.
All right, yeah.
Fightstar did an album last year as well. And it's...
Oh, dear.
You know, I heard his voice for the first time ever.
Who, Charlie?
Yeah, I did not know that he would sound like that.
Oh, dear.
Sounds like he could be a builder.
I don't like Busted. Never did, never will. Don't like Fightstar. Don't like Charlie Simpson.
Can you say you never did like Fightstar?
I never do. Never did. Are they? Still a band?
Yeah.
Nah, they're rubbish.
Nah.
They're rubbish. So what did you think his voice would sound like?
Softer and raspier.
Hello. Right. Okay.
No, because his voice is quite...
No, I know what you mean. He doesn't sound like he should sound.
Not
like.
At all.
But
that's okay.
No, it's okay. But I can't believe Busted are doing a new album. Seriously?
It's as anticipated as Nickelback.
Oh, okay. If you had to pick one of those albums to listen to, who would you pick?
Busted.
No, I'd pick Nickelback.
No, I think it would be Nickelback. I don't actually know why everyone hates them. I just kind of tag along for the ride.
I don't know. Like, I don't hate them. I nothing them. I don't really have anything on them.
I nothing Nickelback.
Well, no, I don't have like an opinion on them. I don't like. There's a lot of hate for them.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Like, are they really that bad?
I don't know.
You must have sung to a Nickelback song once before.
Look at this graph! That's about as far as it gets.
That was beautiful.
Anyway, where are these questions?
They are coming. Okay, so the first one is that Ozzy Osbourne had to postpone Black Sabbath tour due to losing his socks.
Due to losing his socks?
Yes.
Okay.
You have to read into that more, though. So,
right. Did he lose his feet as well?
No, just his socks.
Okay.
Just his socks. Yeah?
Yeah.
So what do you think? Okay, that's the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Charlie Simpson has announced he's going to write a musical.
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay. I'm processing it.
Yeah, are you?
Yep.
What are you thinking so far?
I'm thinking I want to hear the third question.
Okay.
Question? It's not a question.
God, he's so impatient, this lad. So impatient. Okay, and the third one is... You ready for it?
No, go on.
You're not ready for it?
I am.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay, so Bring Me the Horizon are playing Radio 1 Summer Stage in Exeter this year.
You said that as if it should be really shocking. I'm not shocked by that.
Aren't you?
No.
Why not?
Because that's where they're heading.
Do you think?
Okay, so quickly, reading back, refresh.
So Ozzy Osbourne had to postpone a Black Sabbath tour date. Sorry, he had to postpone Black Sabbath tour dates due to the fact he lost his socks.
Next.
Charlie Simpson is writing a musical.
He's writing a musical.
And Bring Me the Horizon are playing Radio 1. BBC introduced Radio 1 Malark.
BBC introducing? That's completely different.
Radio 1. They're playing Radio 1.
Well, I know that Ozzy Osbourne had some form of sinitis and they had to postpone something. I don't know if that was a play on that. Charlie Simpson said he's working on, in an interview, said he's working on other projects and Fight Style will do albums every couple of years. So that could be true.
Mm.
And also number three could be true as well. So I think it's out of two and three. Because obviously the first one's ridiculous.
I don't know. Socks are pretty important. Do you know what I mean?
And I don't think he's with it enough to realise that he's wearing socks, let alone know that they're missing.
Hey, come on now, Ozzy's a legend, but you never know. Some people have cancelled dates for Stranger Things.
Okay, right? So I am going to say that Charlie Simpson is writing a musical.
So you think that Charlie Simpson is writing a musical?
Yes.
Wrong!
Damn!
Fantastic.
Is it the third one?
It's the third one, yeah.
Yeah, 50-50, got it wrong.
They're playing with Coldplay. Bring Me the Horizon and playing with Coldplay. What is going on? Like, literally, as I was saying it, I couldn't even find the right terminology.
It's a bit sick in your mouth.
Yeah, it's disgusting. Like, honestly, it's like, what is it? Like that Radio 1, you know that BBC...
You just crack your knuckles.
Yeah, sorry, man. Like BBC Radio 1, you know that thing that they do? Like, it's like a... They play on a beach or some sort of rubbish thing.
Oh!
I can't remember what it's called.
T4 on the beat. Oh, no, that's not...
Yeah,
that's
something not really like that. They're playing that. Absolutely I just can't...
Damn, I was going to say that one.
I'm not going to go on about this every week, but they're playing with Coldplay.
Yeah, there you go.
What is going on, man?
I don't give a shit.
You'd almost want the Charlie Simpson thing to be true. Do you know what I mean? I don't like him, but
that's why I said it.
Yeah, do you know what
I mean? That's why, because the way you said the last one was a bit like, okay, is he making this up as he goes or what?
No. Because it was kind of like, I was kind of thinking, is it really obvious? But then again, you would never have thought that Bring Me would be playing any type of show with Coldplay. They are.
But they are.
Rubbish. Anyway, I'm winning 1-0. Boom. There you go. Right, so that's it for this week's podcast.
What?
Yeah, I know, man. That was,
really?
Yeah, I know. It felt quick, didn't it?
Yeah.
Short and sweet, as they say.
Well, we'll soon find out, won't we?
Nothing wrong with being a bit short and sweet. But yeah, anyway, we are very excited about this.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, go on. Get onto it. Tell us all about your unsigned band.
Okay, well, the unsigned band of this week is a band from Buckinghamshire. They're called The City Is Ours. They class themselves as melodic hardcore, which I'd agree with. They're currently touring. I think it's mid to late February, and I'm going to see them, actually.
Oh, nice. Where are they playing?
Funnily enough, they're playing at the Key Club.
Boom.
On the 20th of February in Leeds.
20th of Feb?
Yeah, it's only £6 a ticket.
What day of the week's that?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't have a clue. It will be the... Don't care. I can't figure it out. They're on Facebook, / The City Is Ours UK, and Twitter, the same, as most bands are. It's actually all one word, The City Is Ours.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Cool.
We'll play them.
So join us next week for our Alt Rock Repeat podcast.
Do it.
Playing us out is The City Is Ours, a reason. This is so awesome. Enjoy.
Let's do it. Backwards to this!
given a chance to succeed. Well, I would cry through the hardest of times, lift us up and the seed. Well, I would sit through.